Almost 3 years ago, a community forum held in the Santa Rosa City Council chambers found local elected officials joining with environmental activists to support a ban on plastic bags in Sonoma County. That led one of the event's featured speakers, Carol Misseldine of Green Cities, California, to offer this prediction.
My guess is that by the end of 2011, we will have half of the state covered by bag bans. Given that, it's going to be much easier, maybe not this legislative session, but the next one, to get a statewide law, because most of the state will already be covered.
That turned out to be wildly optimistic. But this week, Sonoma County cleared the final procedural hump to join the growing number of California cities who have taken that step. Following a pair of preliminary actions Wednesday, the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, a joint powers authority composed of members from all 10 local governments, is now prepared to adopt a new plastic bag restriction ordinance next month. Jessica Jones, a member of the executive committee of Sierra Club Sonoma County, outlines the way it will work.
Grocery stores would not be able to give away plastic bags. They would charge customers 10 cents for paper if they don't bring their own carryout bag. So you would see a reduction in single-use carryout plastic bags.
While grocery stores are the most prolific sources of carryout bags, the new ordinance would also apply to all retailers. Jones was among those who were disheartened last September when Santa Rosa City Attorney Carolyn Fowler urged her city council to depart from the countywide measure, which had been under development for 2 years, and enact a bill of their own. Other cities subsequently considered doing likewise, which threatened to scuttle the entire process. In response, explains Denny Rosati, executive director of Sonoma County Conservation Action, an amendment to the bag ban ordinance allowing individual cities to opt out was hastily drafted. But that, too, required unanimous approval.
In order to amend the joint powers agreement for the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, the governing body of that agency, which is one representative from each of the jurisdictions, 9 cities and 1 county, they have to all go back to their city councils or to the Board of Supervisors and agree to amend the JPA. So it's not an easy thing to do.
Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa completed that round of voting earlier this week, though in the end only Santa Rosa chose to opt out. While this has all been playing out, Rosati observes, some grocery stores have been taking action on their own.
For example, Whole Foods for years has given you a credit back if you bring your own bag. Community Market, they have a fee that they charge for bags when you don't bring your own. So I believe Oliver's Market also has a program. What we heard from the grocers is that they support going in this direction.
If everything now goes forward as expected, Sonoma County's bag ban will take effect next fall, much later than Jessica Jones had hoped.
Unfortunately, we're actually behind the ball. If we look around the state, close to 90 cities have adopted similar measures. LA is now doing this. And if LA can do it, why can't Sonoma County?
Still, as Sonoma County and other parts of California take this step, Rosati says it may now be time for Carol Misseldine's prediction to be fulfilled.
It's come up the last 4 or 5 years in the legislature, and it goes the whole way through committee and ends up going down at the last minute. I heard there's going to be another bill this year. We'll see what happens with that.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.